Give us back our center. Let's take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
Welcome to Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, where you can listen to the current articles read by the authors or our producers. The Independent is a free progressive newspaper published in New York once a month. To learn more about the publication, about our podcast, Indestructible, or find past episodes of Indie Audio, go to independent.org. That's independent.org. In this episode, we read A Chance at New Life for a Lower East Side Community Hub by Stephen Wishnia, as published in the December issue of The Independent. After fighting for almost 20 years to save and regain a beloved neighborhood community space, Lower East Side activists finally heard encouraging words from City Hall in October. But the promise is still a ways away from becoming reality. At a town meeting on October 12th, Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city had an interest in reacquiring the former Chadas Community Center that Rudolph Giuliani's administration sold to a private developer in 1998. And this was a big mistake, and it was time to right the wrong of the past. We're ecstatic, City Council member Rosie Mendez told The Independent before a rally at City Hall on November 6th. But Chadas supporters are still waiting for more details. The building, a former public school at 605 East 9th Street, has been vacant since 2001, when developer Greg Singer was finally able to evict Chadas. Singer has been trying for years to convert the space into student housing, but has been stymied by neighborhood opposition and his inability to satisfy restrictions in the building's deed that say it must be used exclusively as community facility. Most recently, the city's Department of Buildings denied him a permit to convert part of the building into a dormitory for Adelphi University on the grounds that to qualify a bona fide dorm, it had to be entirely for full-time students at an institution with at least 10-year lease. Under Singer's plan, says longtime Save Chadas committee organizer Susan Howard, anyone with a student ID could rent a room there, so it could be a for-profit hostel. Singer appealed the denial to the City Board of Standards and Appeals last month. The abandoned PS64 was taken over in 1979 by a group of neighborhood activists that included Armando Perez, Chino García, and the late Bimbo Rivas, who coined Loisaida as a Spanglish name for the neighborhood. For more than 20 years, Chadas was a center for activism, arts, and social services, such as computer construction skills and English as a second language classes. Its theater hosted the 1983 premiere of Joe's Bed-Stuy Barbershop, We Cut Heads, the first full-length feature by film student Spike Lee. But in 1996, the Giuliani administration decided to sell three city-owned Lower East Side buildings that were occupied by community artist centers. Chadas, Clement Soto Velez, CSV, and ABC No Rio. CSV worked out a deal to retain its building, and ABC No Rio did too, after several years of protest and litigation. But Chadas was auctioned off to Singer for $3.15 million, despite protesters disrupting the proceeding by releasing 10,000 live crickets. It was widely believed in the neighborhood that the sale was a revenge for Armando Perez organizing a voter registration drive that scared the district city council member, pro-gentrification Giuliani Democrat Antonio Pagan, out of the running for re-election. I think Pagan was the instigator, and we all know how vindictive and brutal Giuliani was, said Howard. Perez was murdered in 1999 in a confrontation with thugs outside his wife's building in Queens. The November 6th rally commemorated what would have been his 70th birthday. If the city were to reacquire the building, two likely ways would be negotiating to buy it back from Singer or seizing it by eminent domain. Either way, it would have to pay him market value, which he says would be between $80 and $90 million. Susan Howard says the city should void the sale on the grounds that Singer did not show he had a viable plan to fulfill the community facility requirement within 45 days after the sale. She believes he thought he could get away with it because of the Giuliani and Bloomberg administration's lax oversight of developers. He didn't realize that he had a community and a body of supporters who were watchdogs, she says. Singer doesn't want to sell it. He remains eager to begin the lawful development of PS64. His public relations firm, Gotham Government Relations, GGR, and in a statement, "The East Village has changed in the 20 years since PS64 was sold. The original group that occupied the building has no presence in today's community." GGR associate Nicole Silver said 950 people from the neighborhood had signed a petition supporting the dorm. She said she would email it to the Indy, but never did. GGR has represented Donald Trump since 2010. When he announced his presidential campaign in June 2015, it hired a subcontractor for administrative support, which, according to an email obtained by the Hollywood Reporter, consisted of paying actors $50 a head to cheer and wear pro-Trump t-shirts. If the Chavez people got the space back, they would likely to use it in the same way it was before. A mix of artists' studios and rehearsal spaces, community nonprofit offices, classes, and as a place for meeting, performances, and benefits. Rents in the neighborhood have gotten so expensive that it's next to impossible to find space for any of these purposes, they say. I don't see any reason to change, says Garcia. Renovating the 110,000 square foot five-story building would be a massive job. Singer's PR firm says it would cost $60 million, completely rebuilding ABC No Rio, a four-story building slightly less than one-tenth as big, will cost more than $8 million. The sad thing, says Howard, is that before Chavez was sold, it was on the verge of getting city funding to renovate the building. That could have done for less than $1 million. But with Singer having stripped its interior, she says, now we're looking at complete gut renovation. Councilmember Mendez has asked for a meeting with the mayor's office to discuss what to do next, but hasn't heard back yet, says Press Secretary John Blasco. The mayor's office declined to comment. The center has to be open to the community. The sooner the better, says Garcia. We've got people who've been involved with the project for 40 to 50 years and people who are fresh. It's going to be beautiful. That was the Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, produced by Elia Grant.